Good morning. Today is Thursday, March the 23rd. Joining us this morning out of the swamp in Arcata from the CHP, Siamay.
Morning.
Good morning, sir. Nice to see that you're in your dress formals today.
You're always impressed by me, I know.
You know, it's the shiny brass that just always gets my attention.
Your eyes light up every
and
time
that big
I walk
gun
into the
thing,
room.
Too. Yeah, you brought somebody along with you this morning,
yeah,
huh?
My good friend.
Kind of deflecting and deferring here a little bit.
I am. I'm trying to take a break.
That's kind of what I sensed. You going to introduce him, or do I have to?
Now I'll introduce him. This is Officer Victor Aguilar from the Humboldt CHP office. He helps us out with background investigations when we are trying to hire new recruits.
So you're out of the swamp also?
For now.
Oh, I see. Temporary assignment,
temporary
huh?
Assignment.
Yeah, okay. That always sounds fancy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Temporary assignment. Yeah, okay, fine. Our quote this morning comes from Catherine Murray. Quote, "Don't admire wavy hair when your date wears a crew cut." I think that that's a fashion statement that all three of us can stand behind.
Right. That was
with passion and strength.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Conviction.
I think
we're all there. Yeah.
I think we all look good.
Yeah.
Thank gosh we're on radio, right?
Yeah. Exactly. So, Si, why'd you bring Victor in?
Well, I just kind of wanted to have the listeners maybe get a little bit more of an in-depth view on what the background investigation process is like, the hiring process. So I brought my good friend Victor in, and he's been doing backgrounds for several years now in Humboldt, and then he had also another background investigation stint elsewhere. Where were you?
Yeah, that was in Central Valley out of Fresno, which is our Central Division office.
Perfect.
So you escaped to come to
Humboldt?
I
escaped and hope to never return.
Good. You know, that swamp thing works.
Right, unless they burn it and start over.
Yeah. No, I just smolder. So, Victor, what's the biggest wow people have when you tell them what you do?
You know, I think a lot of it, first when you tell them you're a California Highway Patrol officer, suddenly they get this look on, okay, was I speeding? Was I doing this? Like this inward checklist, am I currently doing something? But then when you kind of tell them, well, I don't work the road, I ride a desk pretty hard, and I do background investigations, then the questions turn into, like, can you get from, well, you know, get my Uncle Sam out of jail to, well, hey, my cousin Bobby is interested in joining law enforcement. And so you get the questions kind of from that angle. And actually, those questions are a lot easier, I guess, maybe to answer because...
Well, yeah. Go to the website, look under job and employment, and it's all right there.
Right. I can't help your guy get out of jail, but getting a job, we're always hiring. That's an easy one.
Yeah, particularly from what I sense over the last couple of decades, the PIO position.
Things have... I'm going to throw me under the bus now, huh, Brian?
Well, it sounded like you were about to jump under it yourself.
I was going to. PIO position is recruiting, and they've kind of changed the structure that the hiring process over the last few years, so the background investigator has kind of taken up a lot of the recruitment.
And we'll talk about that when we come back. It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with CHP officers, even though only one has a uniform, Siamay and Victor Aguilar. Victor, the concept of the background tests, I would think that you've got either one side of the equation or spectrum or the other in existence. I'm perfect, or, God, I don't have a chance. How do you ameliorate? There's our big word for the day, Si.
I'm going to write it down.
Yeah, do it phonetically because I don't know how to spell it either. To get him kind of into the center and going, you know, if you have something in your history, it may not be a deal killer.
Right.
Comma, not anybody's perfect. There will be something. Let's share.
Right.
How do you work them through that initial aspect?
You know, and it's a great question because we actually do see that quite a bit. I think more people come thinking, God, I just hope I have a smidgen of a chance, right? But what we usually tell them is we don't want people that fell from heaven yesterday or as pure as the driven snow, because I guess the big ironic thing is we're going to drop you into the dregs of society and ask you to enforce these things called laws. If you've never, let's say, dabbled, if you've never done a few things in your life, if you've never sped down the highway, if you've never been angry or been in a fight or defended somebody, how can we now expect you to just do this for the first time in a real life scenario, right? So I usually just reassure them, right? I try to create an environment where they feel comfortable, essentially falling on the sword, telling me everything that they need to tell me. Because, you know, one thing we don't do in backgrounds, we don't judge. We don't talk about you behind your back. The background process is very confidential. Someone can be going through, let's say, that Si knows, and he can't come up to me and say, hey, Victor, how's, so-and-so doing? You know, I might be able to say, yeah, so far so good, but I can't say, oh, well, did you know that he raped his wife last year? Right, that's
which
confidential.
Tend to be a knockout, I would imagine, in that process, yeah. What are the things that you look for? I mean, you could say something like regular guy. Well, okay, regular for one culture or community is a whole lot different than another regular. Right, and depending on when you grew up and your family structure, normal could be anything that exists.
Well, you know, normal, and especially if you apply that term to the state of California, I mean, look at us. We're a splattered mess here. You know, we've got different cultures, different political affiliations, sexual orientations, religions. Oh, my word. I mean, the list just goes on and on. However, we're a state agency that is required to provide service to each and every one of those people at their level. So by virtue of that, we need a cross sample of what California is. So we need that diversity, right? If you come with some idiosyncrasies, there may be a chance we can actually use those, right?
Yeah, let me introduce you to somebody else on staff. That's very similar to you, yeah.
Right.
That would be like a L.A. Ram fan or Dodger fan. That's what I thought.
Right.
Okay.
That's a category.
No comment.
Yeah. And I left out the Chargers just because there aren't too many Charger fans still around.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yeah.
Other than those who are police chiefs.
Yeah, there's some people in LA who are pretty happy.
So what is the process? Si May from Humboldt County knocks on the door and says, I'm thinking about maybe kind of sort of. What can they expect through the sequence?
So the sequence without, you know, looking at who you are quite yet, right? There's an online process. Back when I applied, it was a postcard, actually. You would send that in. Now it's all online. It's streamlined. It's up to date. You go to our website, which is chpcareers.com. There you fill out an online application. And I might be tilting our hand a little bit, but that actually technically is your first test, if you have the ability to spell your name properly. That goes a long way for some reason.
Yeah, it's they talk about with income tax returns, the two top things that cause, let's see, how does Billy say it? Official correspondence is your name doesn't match your Social Security number or you misspell your name.
Right.
The most basic of basics.
Right.
And either you don't think about it, you don't double check it. So I would imagine being able to successfully fill out the application probably calls out 10% off the top, and you kind of scratch your head and go, really?
Yeah.
And you thought we'd give you a gun.
It is a culling process. you know, and you kind of do it to yourself, and it makes our job easy initially, right? Oh, there's a person. So then you apply online. We acknowledged via an email saying, yes, we received your application, and then you're assigned a testing date. Currently, we are testing about four times a year. And I should say that we're always hiring. You don't apply for a position, a specific position. You don't, for example, say, well, I want to apply for a position in the Humboldt CHP office or the Santa Barbara CHP office. You apply for a state position. If you successfully traverse the hiring process, there is a job waiting for you at the end.
So there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Correct. We don't have 200 positions. We have an endless amount of positions because we have this thing called retirement. We have this other thing called people passing away. Those
natural causes.
Natural causes.
KINS, News and Information Times, 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Victor Aguilar and Cy May from the California Highway Patrol. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redec. Guys, when you see somebody who's hot and bothered to be a cop, a CHP officer, is that a red flag for you? Or is that a smile on your face recognizing yourself in the early stages and wanting to encourage them into the organization?
You know, it could be both, honestly. And a lot of it just depends on the person. You know, our hiring process now is structured so that we actually get to know them better than, let's say, in years past. And I'll use myself as an example. When I went through in the late 90s, I remember I met my background investigator twice. And it was the total meeting time was less than an hour, right? Now, the way it's structured, me as a background investigator, I can spend up to 9 hours probably with an applicant. And then if they engage in some of our community like seminars, like the workouts that we do locally, or if they they return phone calls, or if I ask them for things to be taken care of, that number can increase greatly, so that by the time I either recommend them or withhold them, I feel like I actually know them a lot better.
You almost have a relationship.
Exactly. Yeah. Because a person doesn't make it through the process for one reason or another, right? And there's a myriad reasons, doesn't mean that they're not a good candidate maybe in a year, 6 months' time, right? So if you get to know them, you can actually tell them, hey, it didn't work out this time. However, if we kind of go back to the drawing board and maybe you restructure your finances, maybe you stop being late to work, maybe you slow down in the safety corridor, right? And show a pattern of this behavior which we're looking for, it's not that we don't think you can't do this job, it's just that in this moment of time, it's just not working out. The things aren't lining up the way they should be.
I would figure that gives you an opportunity to find out if their passion is real, too.
Exactly.
I mean, if they do the do, and you can see, and they're still making contact and outreach, that would be, might even put them ahead of somebody who would normally just sail through normal, regular, no hesitation.
Right.
Because you see that commitment.
Yeah, you do see that. You know, I always tell people, man, somebody can fake it for an hour. If you have an hour to interview somebody about a job, I'm not talking about like a crime where we're looking for other things, but about a job where we can only check on certain things, they can pull the wool over your eyes for that amount of time. However, if you're sitting in a room in close proximity to this other human being and you're asking questions and you're looking at their body language, and this goes on for a long period of time, up to 4 hours. I'm not saying that I'm questioning him for 4 hours, but you know, there's
the big lights overhead too.
good cop, bad cop.
Yeah, yeah,
right. So he's all
I'm
yours
always
now.
The bad cop.
Yeah,
but you can suss things out so that you at least have a better informed way to make your decision, right? And even more so if you call them back. Because everybody has something. Again, you know, going back to that, that white is the driven snow. There's no person like that. So in every background investigation, there's always something that we find out, and it could be small, it could be big, but we talk about it. We don't just say, "Hey, it's not working out. You're disqualified." I'll bring them in and say, "Hey, this is what I found out. What do you want to tell me about this?" Right? And go from there. Listen to them, because when people sometimes get called on things and they go off script, that's kind of when you get to the heart of the matter.
That's real.
Right.
At that point. What are some of the most intriguing things that you've come upon? Because I would imagine...
That I can mention on air?
Well, yeah. Stay away from Carlin stuff, okay? But some things that kind of got your head scratching. Either really cool stuff, went to Boys State. Oh, okay, or you're kidding me, and you're applying kinds of things. What are the two or three that just kind of jump out at you?
You know, there was one guy we hired, and thank goodness we actually did hire him. He was actually hired by FBI at one point. It didn't work out, and this guy was just so smart, so with it, in great shape, just a great person, great family person. The community loved him. And yeah, part of me was thinking, why CHP, right? I mean, not that I don't think we're the best out there, right? I'm supposed to say that, yeah. But you know, he could have done anything. I mean, quite literally, that's not a figurative statement. That quite literally, this guy could have done anything, and he chose the CHP. And you realize, as I again got to know him, that he had a heart to serve people. He wanted to make his circle of influence a very positive for those people who stepped into it, you know. And now he's working for us. He's wearing the uniform and he's serving the state of California and helping anybody that he can now.
So almost a calling.
A calling, yeah. And it's, you know, for me, and this may sound a little corny, but man, I'm honored that he's on our side. I really am.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there are opportunities for everything to lift. And you right. get somebody like that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, he'll drag people along with him.
Yeah, exactly.
Lifts up the whole organization.
Does he have kids that have applied?
Oh, maybe in, you know, 15 years when they're
age. Oh, I see. Yeah, okay, never. KINS, News and Information Times 842. We shall return.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46, final couple minutes.
Whoa.
Minimums this morning. We're with Cy May and Victor Aguilar from the California Highway Patrol out of the Arcata office. Victor, if somebody has a kid, knows of somebody who has interest, and, you know, you got the movie coming out this weekend that's going to cause you guys, I think, heartburn, but okay, let's go with it. You know, it'll re-highlight the CHP. Right. Just kind of leave it there. And they want to follow this. Do they need more than passion?
You know, what I tell people, because, you know, we go to these recruitment places, we go to the colleges and we talk to people, I tell them about three things. If you have these three things, you're well on your way, right? some common sense, which
isn't so common anymore.
Common is the operative word. The ability to follow directions and the desire to help people. And that, you know, it's kind of oversimplifying things. But if you have those three things when you come to the table, right, a lot of the rest we can train you, we can equip you with, right? It's not, as we talked about earlier, you know, it's not first nature for people to go into confrontation. But what if you didn't look at it as confrontation? What if you looked at it as serving, right? We equip you with a lot, but if you have those three things, and obviously there could be some other factors that could work for or against you, but those three things, if you have those, man, we can work with it.
You didn't throw in triple-digit IQ.
Nope. Didn't throw it in.
Which means it's probably not part of the qualifying test.
You've known me for a while now, Brian. I think we could throw that out.
We wouldn't be sitting here if it was.
Do many get into the CHP and then bail, or is it a career move? And the most guys and gals, will, if they have it, they have it, and they'll just stay and term out, so to speak.
Yeah. You know, there are some that leave. They go through the process, and I guess, ironically, it's not like they leave the first week, the second week. Some people leave after a number of years. Either they get taken away, or they start a business, or you know, some things happen at sometimes, right? You can go like Sinai. Thank goodness I've never had to use lethal force against somebody.
Thank God.
But in different scenarios, it could have happened in your first month, and that takes a toll. And
that's why I think everybody has a carrying capacity,
right,
of whatever the load is to a certain point, and then you got to change.
Yeah, and you know, the fact that people recognize that, hey, they're doing us all a service, as opposed to staying in when they know they shouldn't.
Absolutely.
Right? Because then you're not helping anybody.
Yeah, either hesitating or having an attitude.
Right, right.
Or things.
Right.
Yeah.
The people that we do retain, you know, this is 15 years for me. I love it. I absolutely love it. Love it. I can say that with any reservation. It's a career, but it's a calling as well. You know, to serve your fellow human being and get paid for it.
Cool. I think we have our next PIO. Why don't you put him into the rotation side?
He's the man.
Thanks for coming by, guys. See everybody tomorrow.